Amen. You may be seated. If you would open your Bibles to Daniel chapter 11. Today I want to talk to you about knowing God. I'm going to talk about the all-conquering Christ. Knowing God, the all-conquering Christ. I've got good news. We've got a God who saves, who heals, and who delivers. And today we're talking about knowing our God. Daniel 11:32. The Bible says, "And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries." Look at this. "But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." Hallelujah. Now in the book of Daniel, he's talking about the last days, those dark days when the end of time is about to consummate. And we're in the last days, and Jesus is about to come and split that eastern sky. And many people have forsaken God. And as a result, people have become more and more wicked, and the stage has been set for Antichrist. But at the same time, there's a people in the earth who do know their God. And they have retained the knowledge of God, and they're seeking to know God better. And in these last days, the Bible says, these people that do know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. My subject this morning, knowing God, I want to talk to you about the all-conquering Christ. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we love you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for the presence of your Spirit. We thank you for the living, lively stones that are in this place praising you today. We thank you, God, that you called us out of darkness, and we felt that touch of the Master's hand. And now, Lord, we reach right back up to touch you. And, Lord, we love you and praise you, and we ask you to walk among the golden candlesticks of your church, up and down each and every aisle, touch hearts, change lives. And those that are watching by live stream and Facebook, let this be a word for them, Lord, where they surrender their lives to Jesus, where, Lord, if they have sickness and disease, anyone in the place, they're healed by the miraculous power of Almighty God. And we praise you and thank you. And everybody said, in Jesus' name, amen. We know our God, and our God is a good God. And that's what we're all about here at Westmoreland, and that's about knowing God. That's why we urge you to come out here. Amen. That's why, because there's some things that happen in our service that you won't see by live stream and you won't see by Facebook. So we urge you to come out to the house of God, because you won't get it all staying at home. You need to come out here. And when you come out here, you're going to come, and if you will, let us teach you and let us shepherd you and let us show you what God wants to do in your life. And if you'll do that, I promise you this, you'll get rid of your man-made traditions and your religious rules. And a lot of people, they know who God is. See, and if you'll come out here, you'll get to know who God is. Our God is a good God. He's a Savior. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. And we teach about a good God out here at Westmoreland. A God who can break the power of drugs. A God who can change your alternative lifestyle. A God who can change your desire for pornography. A God who can change your immorality. A God who can wash away your sins and make you pure and holy and clean. A God who can make you a brand new creation, where old things are passed away and all things have become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus our Lord. Somebody go on, praise him. A God who is big enough to solve all your problems. We have a good God, and the people who do know their God, they shall be strong. Now, that means that if you don't know God, then you're weak. You're weak. And if you're weak, you won't do any mighty works for God. Because God, he wants you to be strong. He wants you to do exploits, and he wants you to do great things for him. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came so every person on planet Earth could know God. Look at John 17:3. This is Jesus talking. Jesus said, "And this is life eternal, that they may know thee." Look at this. "The only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent." That's powerful. Let me read that again. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. See, the Bible talks about the true God. And everybody that's talking about God today, they're not talking about the same God that you're talking about. So who is the true God? Well, he's the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. He's also the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. He's the God who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He's the God who said, I sent not my Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. He's the God who said, he that believeth on the Son hath life. He that believeth not shall the wrath of God shall abide upon him. This is the true God. Hallelujah. And the true God is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we want everyone to know the true and the living God. Now, God, he's not an old mean God who puts sickness and disease on your body and troubles and sadness in your heart. A lot of people teach you that God is trying to teach you something by the problems and the sickness and the disease that God sends your way. No, God doesn't teach like that. God doesn't need to do that. God gave you his word. God teaches about his grace and his mercy that is sufficient for everyone. And if you'll push your way into God, I promise you, you can touch God. I remember when he touched me. Can you remember that touch when you came out of darkness into the marvelous light? Then go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Because the glory of God invaded your heart. You were born again of God's Spirit. God is a good God. He doesn't put anything on you. Amen. He's going to take off of you what the devil is trying to put on you. He's going to take you out of the lion's den. He's going to get you out of that fiery furnace. And he's going to do that so you can know God and so you can do mighty exploits in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Look at John 1:18. The Bible says, no man has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, or the Christ, which is in close relationship with the Father, he has proclaimed him. He has made him known, declared him, the Bible says that. Jesus came to make the Father known. He came to reveal the Father. He came to do the works of the Father. So when you see Jesus walking on the earth in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you have seen the invisible God. Jesus is the physical, visible representation of the invisible God. And that's what you have to do. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So the first thing you have to do is believe in an invisible God. But as you see Jesus walking through the pages of the Bible, he is declaring the goodness and the mercy of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Look at Colossians 1:15. Paul is speaking of Jesus. He said, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And he wants to be Emmanuel, God inside of us. Hallelujah. For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will walk in them. I will dwell in them. I will be their God. They shall be my people. And the people who do know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. Somebody go on and praise him for his wonderful works to the children of men. Hallelujah. So you need to know that God. And you can only know that God through Jesus Christ our Lord. A lot of people say, well, I don't have to come to church. I can just go watch the sun and the moon and the stars and I can know God. Oh, no, you can't. You can't know God like that. You can look at that all day long and you can know there is a God up there. But if you're going to know God, the only way you can know him is to know the one who made the sun and the moon and the stars. And you can know him, hallelujah, through Jesus Christ our Lord. How wonderful it is to walk through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and to see what God did. Have you ever thought about the wonderful miracle working power of God and the miracles that are sitting in this place alone? Yet all over the world, there are people who know God because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Did you know that the three greatest enemies of the human race are demons, disease, and death? Those are the three greatest problems that the human race faces: demons, disease, and death. And in Mark chapter 5, it talks about the all-conquering Christ. And God, through Jesus Christ, he shows us all of these enemies. See, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. One translation says in heavenly places. So we need to suit up, put on the whole armor of God. For those who do know their God, they shall be strong and what? Do exploits. Come on, somebody praise God. Hallelujah. You're fighting against those three enemies right now: demon power, disease, and death. And in Mark chapter 5, the all-conquering Christ, he faces all three of these enemies and he defeats them. Look at Mark 5 and 2. Talking about Jesus, when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could tame him, no, not with chains, because he had often been bound with fetters and chains, and had been plucked asunder by him, and fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. You ever seen anybody like that? So wild that you look at them and say, no hope, no hope at all. Do you know there's a drug epidemic going on in this nation? People shooting up, people dying by overdoses, and nobody, it looks like, can tame them. Just like this man. Anybody that sells drugs, if you're watching me today, let me tell you, you got demons and you need to come and be delivered. Amen. This man, look at verse 5. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Now, here's a man that had over 2,000 demon spirits in him, and no man could tame him. And God wants you to know that if he can handle the worst of cases, he can handle any case. Hallelujah. And this man, he tears his clothes off, and he has his dwelling among the tombs, and he was so full of demons, yes. And there was one demon in charge, and his name was Legion. And he got in there inside this man, and when he got in there, he brought all those other demons with him. And this man tore his clothes off, and the Bible says no man could tame him. And he lived in the graveyards, always out there among the dead, howling and crying and weeping and cutting himself and trying to commit suicide. And when Jesus came, that man fell at his feet, and Jesus commanded the demons to come out of him. And later they found this man sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. That's God. And that's what God is saying, I want to do for you. That if you're bound, God is saying, I want you free. I want you to live the life that I sent my son Jesus to provide for you. Jesus said the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Paul said your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. If you're facing a supernatural enemy, let me tell you something. You need supernatural weapons. And the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and high thoughts, and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We come to bring good news. God is a good God. And God loves you. And God wants you free. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. I think we ought to stand and take a praise break. Come on, I feel the Spirit rising. Glory, glory. Praise him for what he's done for you. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise Him that He's a good God that loved you, that touched you. Somebody touch me. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many know what I'm talking about? Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I cannot tell you how many devils I've cast out of people. I've never kept an account of it. But I've been in homes, I've been in hospitals, I've been in mental institutions, and many times in church, and time after time I've cast devils out. I've set the captive free in the all-conquering name of Jesus Christ. See, we don't run a referral station here at Westmoreland. If you need deliverance, you need to come on out here and have an encounter with the true and the living God. It's time for God's men, God's generals, to get suited up with the power of God, to get to know God, to penetrate the realm of the Spirit, to fast and pray so they can take the power of God, the delivering power of God, to the captives and set them free. Hallelujah. So Jesus, first of all, He conquered demon power. And then in Mark chapter 5, a man named Jairus, he came to Jesus. And he has a little 12-year-old daughter, and she's at the point of death. And he says, Lord, please come and heal her. And Jesus said, I'll come. And on his way there, a little woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years, she came to Jesus. Now, the little girl was 12 years old. This woman had been sick for 12 years. So what God is showing us, God's saying, I want to touch every generation. I want to reach out beyond. I want to reach and touch every generation with my power. Amen. So this woman, she came to Jesus and she had spent everything she had and she grew none the better. Now you can't get any worse off than that. She had gone to all the doctors and every one of them had given up on her. She had spent all her savings, all her checking account, all of her CD, all that this woman had, it was gone. And she's down to the zero factor financially. All the doctor says, there's nothing we can do for you. But Jesus demonstrated that God can do anything. That woman heard about Jesus. And she didn't hear about some denominational Jesus. She didn't hear about some religious Jesus. She heard about the Bible Jesus. She heard about the one, amen, who was healing the sick. She heard about the one who was casting out devils. And she said, if I can just touch the hem of His garment, I shall be made whole. And she couldn't get to Him through the press. So she fell down in the dirt and she began to crawl her way through that crowd. She said, nothing is going to stop me from getting to Jesus. I know my miracle is waiting there. She had heard about Malachi. Malachi said, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in His wings. She said, He's the one, and I'm going to push my way through. And she got down and she crawled her way to Jesus and got behind Him and touched Him. And He said, who touched me? Oh, He said, somebody touched me. They said, Master, the whole crowd is thronging thee. And you're asking who touched you? He said, yes, somebody touched me. And that was a different touch. That was the touch of faith. And I felt power. I felt virtue flow out of me. I've been touched by faith. Hallelujah. And this woman comes to Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. She had defied everything just to get to Jesus. She defied the customs of the day. See, the Bible said that if you had her condition, an issue of blood, that you couldn't touch anybody. But she got in that crowd and defied those religious traditions. She defied the customs of today. And if people want deliverance today, they will have to defy the religious laws and customs that are in the churches today. You'll have to get to the real Bible Jesus. The Jesus who brings salvation. The Jesus who brings deliverance. The Jesus who brings healing to you. And so she pressed through that crowd and touched the Master. And Jesus said, I felt power flow out of me. I felt virtue. Somebody touched me. Who touched me? That woman came and she said, "It was me, Lord. Jesus, did I do something wrong? I heard about your healing power. I've been given up by all the doctors and nobody else can help me. I heard that you're a miracle worker. Lord, Lord, did I do something wrong? Lord, I touched the hem of your garment and I felt the blood stop flowing out of me." And Jesus said, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Thy faith hath made thee whole. Thy faith has made thee whole. And if you're going to have faith, you'll have to hear Holy Ghost preaching. You'll have to hear the word of God, right and divided, that goes forth from the man of God or the woman of God. And faith will rise in your heart. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that's the only way you can ever get this thing we're talking about. Hallelujah. So Jesus overcame the greatest power of the devil. He overcame the greatest of diseases. Listen to me. It doesn't matter how many demons and oppressive spirits have gotten into your mind. It doesn't matter how many demons have come against your personality. It doesn't matter how many devils have tried to wreck your family and your life. There is a name, the name of Jesus. And the name of Jesus will break all the power of the devil. I remember when I came back from Vietnam, my mind was tormented for 17 years. But since the day I gave my heart to Jesus, and that was over 35 years ago, I haven't had one dream or one nightmare about that awful place or that awful war. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it doesn't matter how bad off you are in your physical body. It doesn't matter how many doctors have given up on you and says there's no way you can live. I'll tell you one thing. If God says live, you will live. It doesn't matter how far down you're gone. The things that are impossible with man, they are possible with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe I'm talking to some people that have experienced the healing power, the flow of virtue that comes from the throne of God's grace. Hallelujah. So Jesus demonstrated that our God is bigger than all the devils and all the demons, and he demonstrated that he's bigger than any disease that can attack your body. He is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. He is the El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. He is Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. They're on my trail. They're trying to hunt me down. Goodness and mercy. Glory to God. That's what God does. God puts goodness and mercy in your life. Hallelujah. Makes you more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. He's the great God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. And he's the father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know our God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you something. When God says live, you will live. When God tells the devil, thus far shall you go and no further. It's it. It's curtains. And your victory is on the way. When I was at death's door 10 years ago, the Lord came to me and said, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my glory, my salvation. He said, live. And hallelujah, today I'm alive and I'm doing well. And I'm here to testify that we have a good God, a God who overcomes the devil, who overcomes disease, and a God who heals all of our infirmities. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Who healeth all thy disease. And you got to tap into that. He's a good God. He's a loving God. He's a God that sent his son. And Acts 10:38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Put Acts 10:38 up there. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Hallelujah. You've seen a good God. Hallelujah. Oh my. What great miracles in this congregation right here. People who have been in prison. People who have been in drugs. People who have been in alcoholism. People who've had all types of sorrows and troubles. People who've had all types of sickness and disease. Yet they got their miracle from God. Hallelujah. He's a good God. I think about the miracles I've seen God do. Sometimes I wish I had written a book, but if I... written it down so I could write a book. But if I did, you know, people might think it's me. No, it's not me. It's him. It's not you either. It's him. But Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and well. Tell everyone you see, won't you tell them for me? Jesus is alive and well. He's seated at the heavenly Father, making intercession for you and me. Tell everyone you see, tell them for me. Sing it. Well, Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and well. Tell everyone you see, tell them for me. Jesus is alive and well. He's seated at the heavenly Father, making intercession you and me. Tell everyone you see, tell them for me. Jesus is alive and well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go on, praise him. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to notice that Jesus revealed that God is a good God. And God is bigger than demons which attacked you. And God is bigger than sickness and disease. And God is bigger than death itself. Hallelujah. This woman with the issue of blood, she delayed Jesus as he was making his way to Jairus' house. And this little 12-year-old girl, she died. And they came and said, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the master any further? And look at what Jesus said, Mark 5:36. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And when he got to the house, he said, she's not dead. She's just sleeping. See, he called her well. That's what faith does. Faith calleth the things that be not as though they were. You want to know what faith is? Faith is saying it's so when it's not so, so it can be so because God said it so. Let me say that again. Faith is saying it's so when it's not so, so it can be so because God said it so. Hallelujah. That's real faith. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus got there, said, she's not dead. And he took her by the hand and raised her from the dead. I want you to notice how God works. He's doing something supernatural. If you go back and read it, as soon as he finished the supernatural, he said, give her something to eat. That's how faith works. God goes from the supernatural to the natural. And he goes from the natural to the supernatural. At the tomb of Lazarus, another one he raised from the dead. He said, roll the stone away. Oh, he could have spoken and blown that thing into a billion pieces. But he wanted man to enter into the miracle. to the man with the withered hand. He said, stretch forth thy hand. And his hand was made whole. See, back there at the tomb, when they'd done everything they could do for Lazarus to roll the stone away, Jesus did what only he could do. And he cried with a loud voice. Why are you Pentecostal people so loud? Jesus cried with a loud voice. Said, Lazarus, come forth. And he who was bound in chains and the grave cloth. Woo! I believe he shook himself. Woo! And he came forth. One preacher said if he hadn't said Lazarus, all the graves would open. No, there was a whole lot of preachers, a whole lot of people named Lazarus that day. But when he said, Lazarus, the Holy Ghost took that, what's called a rhema word. And he took that word and he went right into that tomb. Said, you're the one. You're the one. This is the word for you. And he heard the voice of the master. And he came out of the grave clothes, out of the grave. Jesus said, loose him and let him go. I believe when I got saved, all those devils that had me in chains, I believe it when Jesus said, loose him, let him go. I know every chain of darkness fell off of me. I came out of darkness into the marvelous light. And I love him and I love him and I love him. I can't preach enough about him. I love to preach about the risen, resurrected Lord of glory. I love to tell people how good he is. What a good God we have. What a great God we have. A God who loves you. Hallelujah. God is a good God. And he conquered demon, death, demons, disease, and death. Well, what is death, Pastor? Well, death means separation. And there are three types of death. First, there's physical death. When your spirit is separated from God, and when that happens, you either go to heaven or you go to hell. The real you is separated from your body. That's physical death. And if you haven't made provision and accepted Christ for your personal Savior, you will spend eternity in the horrors of hell. I wish that weren't true, but it is. But you don't have to go to hell. You don't have to be separated from God. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Secondly, there's spiritual death. That's how we were when we were lost. The Bible talks about you who were dead in sin and transgression. Has he quickened or made alive by his spirit? Amen. So we were dead in sin. We were dead in our transgression. And we were separated from God. But God, who is rich in mercy, hallelujah, he called us. Oh, I love to think about the call. I've told it. I used to work in the grocery store when I was working my way through college, and I did the produce rack when they would put me over there. I did whatever they told me to do. Boy, that's a sermon, isn't it? Woo! And I would put those fruit out, and I'd pick them all and get the bad stuff out and make that rack just as pretty as I could, appealing to the customer so they'd buy it. And they would come by and hand select each item. Today we've got blister packages. You know, you just get a big pack of it. That's a marketing technique. I studied marketing also. It's where they can sell more. And so Americans will eat more and get fat. You need to fast and pray. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help me. But Jesus said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. You didn't go looking for God. God came looking for you. Oh, that's enough to praise him right there. That's enough to call somebody to dance the aisles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Thirdly, there's another kind of death called eternal death. That means that your eternal destiny is hell if you're lost without Jesus. But I thank God that Jesus revealed that God is so good that he invaded the tomb of death. And he took the sting out of death, and he took the gloom out of the grave. And he has given us victory even in death. The Bible says that Jesus tasted death for every man, for every human being. He tasted spiritual death when he cried on that cross, "My God, my God, why has thou forsaken me?" And for the first time in all of his existence, he was separated from the presence of God the Father. But on the cross, he took your sins and my sin, your adultery, your fornication, your blasphemy, your indifference, your hardness, your rebellion. He took all of our sickness. He took all of our disease. He took all of our pain. The Bible says he tasted death for every one of us. And he was separated from God. No longer could he call him Father, but he cries, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" He was forsaken of God. He was separated from God. Oh, how he loved you and me. And he did that so you and I would never have to be separated from the presence of God. And then he tasted eternal death when he was ushered off to hell. He went there in our place so you and I would never have to go to hell. But he was innocent, and the devil made a colossal mistake. Look at Psalms 9:17. The Bible says the wicked shall be turned into hell in every nation that forgets God. The devil took a man who had never sinned, and he played the part of a fool, and he ushered him off to hell. Jesus had never sinned. It was our sin that was upon the sacrificial lamb, and it was our sin that was upon him. Amen. And God raised him from the dead, and Jesus is the firstborn from the resurrection. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Thank God that death has no power. Death has no sting. Death has no victory because of what Jesus did. Thank God we may die physically, and we will if Jesus tarries. But I'll tell you one thing. Ain't no grave gonna hold his body down. Ain't no grave gonna hold his body down. Hallelujah. Death, hell, and the grave couldn't even hold Jesus. He conquered it all. And he did it. He did it all for you and me. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And one day, he's going to resurrect this old body. And we're going to a place where there's no dying, no crying, no more sighing, no graveyards on the hillsides of glory. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. I think about going to heaven. I want him to say, "Well done, that good and faithful servant." But I think about God right before you get to heaven. He says, "Wait a minute. Stop. Let me wipe that tear away. There are no tears inside of heaven." Don't you want to go there? Don't you want to see Jesus? Walls of jasper, gates of pearl, streets of pure transparent gold. Every step will be a victory. Every meal will be a banquet. The Lamb's Book of Life is called a city directory. Eyes not seen, ears not heard. It's not even in the hearts of man, the thing that God has prepared for those that love him. We have a good God, a God who loves you, and a God who wants you. And yet, so many people in our world, they feel like, nobody loves me. Nobody wants me. I'm glad I had a family when I came home from Vietnam, but I felt all alone. I felt so unlovable. And when the Lord touched my heart, I found out not what religion taught. I found out through an experience, God really loves me. And I want to tell you, God really loves you. I'm so glad I can tell you about a good God. A God who loves you. A God who wants you. And might I add, a God who needs you. He said, how could we ever be needed of God? Well, Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. And the branches, they're what bear the fruit. God loves you, God wants you, and God needs you. He's a good God. And those that do know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. That's why it's such a joy for me to preach about Jesus, the true and the living God. That he came to this earth and he came to reveal the goodness of God to us. He's a wonderful, wonderful God. That's why the gospel is called the good news.
Yes.
God is a good God. And I want to tell you something. God is not mad at you. God loves you. You say, well, I'm a sinner. But God loves you. You say, well, I've done this and I've done that. Well, God loves you. And all he wants you to do is to turn your back on sin and make Jesus the Lord of your life. If you're watching by live stream, I want to lead you in a prayer. All you have to do is believe what I preached this morning, that Jesus Christ died, that he was buried, that he was your sin bearer, and that he rose again from death on the third day, and he's seated at the right hand of God today, the resurrected, risen Lord of glory. And you just pray a simple prayer. Jesus, I'm a sinner. I ask you, Lord, to come into my heart, to wash my sins away. I ask you, Lord, to save me. And Lord, from this day forward, I forsake sin. I turn my back on sin. And I will follow you. Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you. Let us stand. Hallelujah.
I sing praises to your name. Oh,
praises to your name. These altars are open. You want to come
for your name,
for whatever reason you need to be healed in your body. You want to just come and thank him and fall at his feet for saving you.
And I sing praise.
Whatever your need,
your name.
You want to make Jesus Lord of your life.
Oh, Lord.
Say, Lord, I realize you're a good God. I want to live my life for you.
Oh,
let everyone come, please.
For
you have problems in your home, problems in your marriage, problems in your body, problems in your finances, problems everywhere you turn. God is a good God.
I give glory to your name.
Hallelujah.